Here's Jesus is produced by Spiritus Publications by the Paulies. All rights reserved.
This is Speaker Linda Pauly. It's June 6, 2007, and here's Jesus. This first segment was originally released November 19, 2002.
Well, Linda is still busy, so I'm going to take another one by myself. We got a message from Jack, which says, "A friend has been sending me information on the foolishness that you are doing. Please, please stop this. This is disgusting. You are not the Lord. Many years ago, at the beginning of Christianity, some good and decent men got together and decided that they did not want to worship on the day that those that murdered Christ worship, and decided to worship on Sunday and call that the Sabbath. They had every right to do that, and for you to say that they could not is blasphemy of the worst possible kind. Please, please stop saying this trash. We have a right to have our beliefs, and no one who truly believes in Jesus Christ and the shedding of his blood would be denied entry into the kingdom of God because they wish to worship on the day that their forefathers chose to worship on, and not the one that the Jews worship on. We have rights, and God would not deny us those rights." Well, young man, I will tell you something. God has every right to deny you those rights, and God will deny you those rights. A group of men do not get together and decide what God will do and what God won't do. They follow the way of God and the law of God. And I was not murdered by the Jews. I was murdered by the priests and the civil authority. The Jewish people loved me and adored me, and that's what the authorities were afraid of. I was not murdered by the Jewish people. I was murdered by the criminals that were running the Jewish state. So do not call the Jewish people my murderers. I do not appreciate it. Straighten out your act, young man, and do not tell God what to do.
We'll be back after the break. This is Speaker Linda Pauly. My husband has written many stories that we can't publish because they use characters from other people's stories from television and the movies. So we have prepared a fan fiction site purely for people's enjoyment. The address is http://spiritus.tripod.com/fanfiction.htm. We hope you will come and enjoy it. We're back! Nazarene! Every time we redo one of these old messages, I always wonder what happened to the people in them. Did Jack ever straighten out his act? Did he ever see the light, so to speak?
I wish I could say yes, Alora, but sadly no. Jack eventually saw the folly of Catholicism and realized that it was totally and completely wrong, but what did he do then? He became a Pentecostal. So he went out of the frying pan into the fire. Things have not gone well for him at all. He has already had a failed marriage, a failed military career, and he's just not doing very well for himself. I am hoping that in time he will truly see the light and straighten out his act, make a decent life for himself. But the way he's going right now, it's steadily downhill. He could really use some AA meetings, if you know what I mean. He is going from bad to worse, and I wish there was some way we could help him to go to better. But he just doesn't want to listen because he has that attitude that I'm going to do whatever I want to do and nobody's going to tell me anything else, and that is what is destroying his life.
That's too bad, Nazarene. Sorry to hear that, but at least we're still in contact with our friends Elgad, Lon, and Gibby, and know that they're doing well now.
Yes, Alora, but we desperately need all these poor souls who have gone astray and lost their way and will not listen to the truth. We desperately need them. Everyone that we lose is another chance that mankind is doomed forever.
We'll be back again.